What are your thoughts about the Wasp Factory being it's an asset tax, isn't it?
Yes, but well, some. I don't think it's, you know, a nationwide thing, I think. But yeah.
But this, I mean, does that worry you? I mean,
no, it doesn't worry. I find it would have anticipated it, as it were, you know. Especially, I did think the reception it got was a bit silly, you know, a bit over the top. It seemed a bit histrionic.
You mean the original?
But 25 years ago. Even that seems a bit bizarre, you know, the old thing being, you know, quarter of a century. Well, I suppose not. Why not? I mean, I think quite often I think things that are seen as terribly outré and shocking and scandalous at the time, and often the writers involved as well, gradually over, you know, a few decades, if you hang around and keep your nose relatively clean, you know, and don't shag your sister or something, then the books or the works or whatever, they become accepted. You know, they're a bit sort of extreme, and, you know, people might be a little worried about them, but they become part of the, you know, part of the canon, part of the literary landscape, as it were. And the writers, especially with their novels, again become, you know, relatively accepted. You know, so I've managed to stay a bit more on the outside, I think, because I keep writing science fiction. You know, I could have, I'd have got away more with the Wasp Factory now, but I could have been, you know, I could have become an old, a ghastly old Tory bastard by now, you know, if I'd wanted to go in that direction. I think I'd have got old and more curmudgeonly. I've gone slightly further to the left, to be honest, you know, but more intolerant that way. But I mean, you could imagine someone writing the Wasp Factory and by now, you know, being my age and being slightly ashamed of it, you know, maybe not completely dismissing it, but saying, well, of course, it was juvenilia, really, despite the fact that I was 30 when it was published, so it wasn't like a teenager. You can imagine someone having done something like that and then just writing a succession of, you know, more and more curmudgeonly and probably quite boring books since. I've tried hard not to do that because I've been aware of too many careers that have gone in that sort of direction. The next culture novel, the next science fiction one, the one I'm thinking about at the moment, I'll start writing hopefully beginning of next year, will be another culture novel, but I want it to somehow feel elegant, have that, you know, mathematical idea of elegance, and not too long. I absolutely want it to be quite a lot shorter, maybe half the length of matter, and just go for a different kind of feel, something less sort of grandiose, but still, I don't know, different, but elegant, you know. It still has to have, you know, high concepts of ideas, you know, and gosh, wowery, and, you know, big mechanical stuff going on, but I want a feel of elegance in there, and definitely shorter. Again, just because you just don't want to get settled into a routine of writing the same sort of novel each time. I don't want, after the Algebraist, then Matter is a big, you know, back-breaking, you know, impossible to read in the bath, you know, sort of, yeah. Novels. I want to do something just out of that frame, just so you don't establish too sort of heavy or too set a pattern. So, but yeah, I know what you mean. Yes, I mean, the science fiction does tend to be bigger. A lot of that is just, in a sense, me being self-indulgent. It just gives me a broader canvas to get all the ideas out, and just let my imagination rip when I get to that. That's kind of, that's messy. You need a lot of, you know, spatter. You know what I mean? I never had any creepy fans ever, really. You know, my ex-wife, she used to be a bit worried about it, and I said, well, if you're going to stalk someone, you wouldn't stalk the man that wrote The Wasp Factory, or Complicity for that matter. You know, I could always think of much nastier things to do to you than you could do to me, you know. So, there's lots of other, you know, easier targets out there, frankly, you know. And, but also, I just don't seem to, you know, encourage the same, you know, the kind of fans that you might think. I don't know, I think maybe it's because the books aren't, because the books are quite sort of varied, as it were, because the culture is being sort of self-consciously rationalist. It doesn't really provide a sort of breeding ground for the kind of person who gets obsessed about something, like, we'll say Terry Pratchett's novels, and I like Terry. I think he's, in a bizarre way, the guy's underrated. or J.K. Rowling, whatever, who's just so worldwide famous that you only need, you know, the microscopic, you know, 0.001% of nutters, and suddenly there's quite a lot of them. And I just don't think that that applies to me. I don't see them the same numbers, and there's not the same. They don't offer the same encouragement for the kind of person who might become obsessed in a creepy sort of way. You don't get creepy, you know, rationalists or whatever. And that's, you know, maybe largely people who I'm kind of talking to. But in a bizarre way, I do have quite a lot of respect for my fans. I'm a fan of my fans, which is, you know, slightly odd.
Is it,
that's creepy, actually. Yeah, my fans aren't creepy. They're a bit creepy.
There's also something in the paper saying that you had sort of started to cut back your drinking drugs intake, which I thought,
sadly,
which was quite a recent story, and I thought, is that, but you've said that before, haven't you?
I don't really do anything illegal drugs anymore, including, oh, I don't even do tobacco anymore. I used to sort of smoke, like, occasionally, a social smoker, up until about 3 years ago, you know, occasional, you know, cigarette. But
is that just, you know, looking after your health, or is it?
Entirely, actually, yes, you know.
Has Adele had an effect? Has she had a
bit, letter? Yes, I think so, yeah. To what extent it's her disapproval, or just the fact it's just, you know, not, it's one of the props I don't need anymore, I don't know. I had to separate that out. But I still drink quite a lot, you know, but probably a bit less than I used to. I don't know, I think it's affecting me more in some ways. I guess that thing is, you get older, you know, drink hits you harder. Your body's just not, you know, you're young, you just process it all and it goes, you know, you either don't get a hangover, it goes really fast, and as you get older, everything takes longer to recover from, you know. So I'm not saying I would never take drugs again, but it just doesn't really appeal, frankly, you know. I still think that it's basically insane, our drug laws are mad, you know. And half the reason why things are going to go disastrously badly in Afghanistan, you know, because there are absurd drug laws.
Just in terms of what's going on in the movie industry, other novels, what's sort of exciting you? What do you watch? What do you listen to? Avatar, did you think that looks...
I haven't seen it yet, no.
It's a tricky one.
I don't... Again, I'm one of these people, and my girlfriend's the same, we're so pissed off at, you know, having to go and watch movies in the presence of lots of very noisy people. We kind of just watch everything on DVD nowadays, and that's going to be a tricky one with Avatar, because you're going to need a CD. So I don't know about that. I don't know, I'm not a good person to ask, I used to get things far too late. In terms of literary, the novels, like, the people are still the case. I mean, if you ask me this about 3 years ago, I'd have given the same answer. It's still David Mitchell and Alan Warner, two of my sort of favourites. You know, so I haven't sort of changed. I haven't got any, you know, really new sort of names I can.
So you don't watch like American sci-fi like Battlestar Galactica?
I did. Yeah. I watched the whole thing. I had friends who recommended it, and I quite liked it. But the ending was stupid.
It was
really, really annoying. Very, I'm just daft. Kind of a cop out. Yes, I watched a little Battlestar Galactica, but I only sort of finished about 6 weeks ago or something. Yeah, so I've got lots of box sets. Yeah, I always got that thing regarding your latest box set. Yeah,
so. And do you sort of binge? Do you sort of get them and
kinda. Yeah, you just binged on Tutti Frutti. That was 20-year-old Scottish. I know. And I haven't got into watching them yet. We're kind of taken by surprise when BBC Two started showing it. Yeah, so we've still got the first two unwatched series. So we're also going through Frasier again.
I'm shocked.
We're in series 5 of Frasier. Well, honestly, we're really quite a big groovy for, you know, 55-year-old.
You said it sort of quite, sort of sounds like sort of comfy, sort of, you know, middle class, and sort of pipe and slippers.
I'm afraid so, yeah. Well, I haven't got a pipe, but I have got slippers, so. Definitely. The groovy slippers, no, they're not, obviously.
What?
Yeah. Well, they're not conventional tartan slippers, they're sort of slightly funky-esque, moccasin-style leather slippers from a little shop we have in Dunkeld.